Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb time here on your Tuesday. So let's get things started. The good of the day.
We got a lot to get to, including two goods.
Oh, good.
Two goods, because, you know, it's two for Tuesday. I just made that up. That worked for us, right?
Yeah, copyright that, because no one will use it without paying you money.
There you go.
All right. The taco stands in the world will have to, you know, pay you money.
That's exactly. The first good of the day, I got to give it up to Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday. Good old Dolly.
Dolly Parton was nominated to take her place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She wasn't voted in yet. She was just a nominee. But she respectfully wanted her name removed from the list, claiming she was flattered by the nomination, but she hasn't done anything to deserve it yet. And I'm with her.
She's not a rock artist.
No. And we do this all the time with, you know, I think this is what it is. We need to change the name of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You want to call it the Music Hall of Fame?
The Music Hall of Fame. Or,
yeah, that's what we're going to do.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is right. Every time. There's a lot of artists that are up and I go, that's not a rock artist. Like, I get it. You don't want a hip-hop Hall of Fame. You do. Maybe you do want a hip-hop Hall of Fame.
No, I think you do.
That genre of music has been so prevalent in our lives for a number of decades that you could do that.
Yeah.
If you want to make it somewhere in America, that's fine. But there's a Country Music Hall of Fame here in Nashville.
Yeah, and Dolly's already in that.
Right, so just keep it, let her just do that.
You know, I mean, she said, she's like, you know, she hopes that one day she actually can earn the nomination. And if she does earn the nomination, she hopes she gets one.
Yeah.
But right now, I mean, I what rock and roll song has she done? Has she collaborated on?
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to take away her talent. She's one of the greatest country music artists ever.
Yeah, and she's also, maybe it was, she's written songs. Has any of her songs that she wrote became, like, somebody did it and then a rock group did it again?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
I don't think so. It's not like, you know, Metallica covered, you know, Islands in the Stream or something like that.
They covered Jolene?
Right, maybe Jolene, yeah. Maybe they did. I don't know, but. You know.
So she was nominated. Other first-time nominees were Eminem, Lionel Richie, Duran Duran, and A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh, I hope Duran Duran gets in.
Well, I mean, that's the only, out of those four names I just listed, how many of you have done rock and roll?
That's true. That's true.
I mean, is Lionel Richie considered rock and roll? I mean, I think he's an amazing artist.
Yeah, right?
Definitely deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
But is it rock artist?
But is he, I mean, was Dancing on the Ceiling, is that a rock song?
Good point.
Yeah. Eminem?
Anything with the Commodores?
Yeah, I know this. Well, maybe the Commodores are already in.
Maybe the Commodores are already in. Yeah.
But this is just Lionel Richie, because they do that a lot, too. They'll have just the artist. You know, like, they'll do, like, Paul McCartney is up, you know, could be up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Beatles are already in, but now Paul McCartney's turn.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You ever heard that song Sail On by the Commodores? Sail On.
Probably.
If you listen, like, sometimes I just like a song, it's on the radio, I play it. Then I don't listen to the lyrics, and then I do listen to the lyrics. It's a song where a guy is telling a woman, get out of my life. That's the whole song. He's basically saying this to this woman, I don't want you around anymore. Get out. That's the whole song. It's sung in this nice love ballad, but the lyrics are, please leave. Please leave now. Right? So, yeah, I agree. Dolly Parton, I don't know, she seems to make a lot of right decisions. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Like, she seems, everything she does, I go, that's a way to go, Dolly.
I mean, I want to say she might be the first to do this, too.
Yeah, right? So, we love Dolly Parton here in Tennessee. In fact, you can get a Dolly Parton license plate if you want.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, exactly.
She got that's why I'm saying, I mean, we all know her contribution to music.
Yeah.
But I applaud her for saying, oh, I'm not a rock and roll person.
And, you know, Dollywood's a nice theme park. It's got some good roller coasters there. So, all right, good old Dolly Parton. What's the second good?
The second good of the day is Pete Alonso.
Oh, my God.
Did you see this?
Why wasn't this major news when it happened? Why am I seeing? I saw it yesterday almost like two, like through the wife's eyes. That should have been breaking news when that happened.
I think this is the reason why. We'll tell you what happened first. Pete Alonso was sideswiped. He was driving. I don't know where he was heading to.
He was in Florida.
He was in Florida. Spring training's going on, but I don't think he was heading to the field because his wife was following him.
His wife was in another car.
In another car, and he goes through an intersection. It's a green light. A car runs a red light, hits him. His truck flips over three times.
Big truck, too. Big truck.
Yeah, and flips over three times, comes to rest on his side. His wife comes running out of the car, screaming, obviously. And he's like, yeah, stand back. I'm just going to kick the windshield in to get out.
Yeah.
And the only thing he suffered was a scratch on his arm.
She said, I think I just watched my husband die in a car wreck.
Yeah.
She was saying how she was behind him, and then she saw it, and she saw the car flip, and she said, I think I just saw my husband die. And then she ran to see it. She was petrified of what she would find, and he's like, I got this. I'm out. Yeah.
No big deal.
God bless him. I couldn't believe that wasn't a major story, or I must have missed it.
It was an afterthought. It was like a small story, like not even back page. It was like
I'm not that isolated on the weekends, right?
Yeah. I didn't hear about this. I mean, this happened on Sunday. You didn't hear about it until yesterday.
You see that truck? Pictures of that truck?
Yes.
That thing got demolished.
I mean, my favorite photo is when you look at the rear axle.
Right. It's like off.
When they looks like the other. Yeah, the rear axle is like hanging by, literally, I think, by a string.
Oh.
And so, yeah, he got up, walked away with it, away from it. Just a scratch on his arm. We'll be reporting to spring training as usual.
You know what's the difference between me and Pete Alonso, despite many, many things of him being a Major League Baseball player, is that I probably would have cried.
Yeah.
Like if I was in there.
Well, I mean, that brings up another point.
I would have been like, oh, don't worry, honey. I'll just punch you out the window and crawl out of this thing. I would have probably been like, call an ambulance, please.
The only issue I have is that, the cell phone was on. The camera was on.
Yeah.
I mean, if I witnessed that, my wife is in the truck in front of me. I don't think I had the mindset of like, oh, let me get my phone on first for camera.
Right, yeah, that's right.
And record this.
Yeah, no doubt. But yeah, you're right. All right, so what's the bat of the day?
All right, the bat of the day is, we every once in a while we get these like trending things that happen. The blue dress.
Right.
Or, read this word as you hear the sound and you can only hear that word, those type like brainstorm. Remember that thing?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
So I brought this up to you. I know it was off air last week, but it's going on. I mean, or it's taking off now because I'm seeing it everywhere on social media. I'm even seeing it on late night TV. And that was a question that was posed to a soccer team, Crystal Palace players, that the question was, are there more wheels or doors in the world?
Yeah, that was pretty fascinating.
And I think you and I both were talking about it off air, and I think we came to the conclusion that there was more doors.
Yeah.
But I was watching a late night TV show, and I think I've changed my mind. I think it's wheels.
Well.
And the reason why is, and I'm sitting in one right now, maybe you are too, but my chair has wheels.
Good point. Yeah, there's more wheels. It's not just cars. It's, wheelbarrows. Wheels on bicycles.
On refrigerators.
But then again, I see a skyscraper, and I go, how many doors are in that skyscraper?
But then when you think about how many 10, chairs in that building.
And each chair is four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be wheels.
I don't know. I just hate that these questions come around and it just becomes a thing.
Well, we need Michael in Atlanta to give us his thoughts on this, the scientific analysis on whether there's more wheels or doors.
More
in the
wheels
world.
Or doors in the world.
Exactly. All right. Well, I've thought about it. I think I agree with you. I think it's wheels.
I think it's wheels.
All right. What's the dumb of the day?
This is one of my favorite stories I think I've ever read.
All right.
Mike Tyson's cannabis company, Tyson 2.0.
I didn't even know he had a cannabis company.
Of course
that's
he
great.
Has.
Of course
cannabis.
He does. But man, that's great.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. But I think I would be a shopper. I think I need to be a shopper, especially for this item. He is slated to come out with a line of edible gummies.
Oh boy!
That are ear shaped with a piece missing.
Unbelievable.
And the product will be called Mike's Bites.
Unbelievable. Now, I got to get a bottle of this. I just have to, even if I don't take them or use them or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, is this not, I mean.
I just want a bottle of this sitting in my knickknacks of my office.
I can't think of a more perfect product.
Holy cow, is that great.
Mike's Bites.
An ear that's got a bite out
of it.
Ugh.
The little piece of that ear is missing.
It's great that those two can get past.
I hope, you know
what, right?
And I hope Evander's getting some royalties from this.
I hope so.
Because, I mean, you know, he's the inspiration, obviously.
I think if you're Mike Tyson, you call him up and you go, look, this is what I'm doing. Well, if you're not Mike, you're Mike's people. And you go, look, this is what Mike wants to do. We'll give you, you know, $1 a bottle or whatever it is that we're selling, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
So.
But I mean, is this.
It's wild.
I can't think of a better product.
Yeah.
That's a guy has ever came up with saying, oh, you know what we should do? I mean, just make ear-shaped gummies.
I've been blessed to have been around a lot of people in my career. Look, I have settled in Nashville as my home, but I've lived in a lot of places and I'm kind of glad I did because I've gotten to meet so many different people. One of the more interesting people I ever met was a man named Darren Libinati. And I worked with his brother in the minor league basketball team in Las Vegas. But Darren worked at the MGM Grand, and he was the guy that got the piece of ear and kept it.
Oh, God. Ugh.
He kept it. Like,
in a glass case?
Yeah, a jar. And then he got on David Letterman for it. But I remember I got to meet him, and Michael told me. And his brother, and I didn't believe it at first. He goes, yeah, my brother was the guy that got the ear. He works security at MGM. He works at the vent. And I said, I kind of was like, I'm sure everybody in Vegas has got a story, right? Everybody in Vegas was, I was Sinatra's valet, but, you know, like whatever. I didn't quite believe it. And then I met him, and then sure enough, he had been on David Letterman, and he was in a newspaper article for it. And I just thought, that's fascinating. That's one of the most historical sporting moments that we've had in the last 30 years. It's one of them. Mike Tyson biting the ear off of Evander Holyfield and then spitting it out. Oh, that must have been awful. Awful. But this is brilliant. I got to get a bottle. I just want it sitting on my desk. And then people come into my office and go, what is that? And I go, oh, let me explain it to you. Would you like a cannabis gummy? I don't know if I can give that away. But would you like a cannabis gummy in the shape of an ear? Fantastic. Mike's Bites. I'm going to keep that in mind. Maybe I'll ask you for a stocking stuffer for Christmas.
Yeah. It's just,
if they allow me to make that kind of purchase here in Tennessee.
I don't know.
I'll have to look into the laws.
You might have to go to a neighboring state and smuggle it in yourself.
I might have to smuggle it in. Exactly. All right, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb. We'll talk about Brooklyn Nets coming up in about 15 minutes when we come back, get more into the NFL. And one thing in Major League Baseball that I found interesting yesterday, we'll have that for you next on Wake Up Call.